May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our recitation and our listening to the 40 durood and salam, which is a beautiful bouquet of the various formats of durood and salam upon our great and noble master, Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the full rewards of it and the full benefit of it. The great benefits of durood and salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to us, especially on this night, which is a Friday night Islamically, Laylatul Jumu'ah, and tomorrow being Yawmul Jumu'ah. These are the special occasions on which we should engage profusely in salat and salam upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. By the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were able to complete this great amal and this great act on this night. And I will humbly request all our brothers and sisters, our listeners, that try to read as much durood and salam as we can tonight, tomorrow, and throughout the days and nights of this period especially. There is no other way out but that we should engage earnestly in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the zikr and the durood and salam. After all, we are seeing with our own eyes, Allahu Akbar, how many mayyats are taking place, how many people are passing away, how many people are in ICU, how many people are infected, how many people are at home, how many people are in quarantine and isolation. Allahu Akbar. This is like a little qiyamah for the ummah. How many, you know, people we have lost in these last few days and weeks. These were people of caliber. People who were playing some pivotal role in the affairs of the ummah. People who are ulama, serving the deen in some way or the other, guiding the ummah in some way or the other. Many doctors have passed away, serving the ill, looking after those who are sick. The people of the front line, they gave their lives in that front line, in their calling to serve the patients. They themselves surrendered their lives. I was just mentioning earlier on the Radio Islam program regarding one of our dear and beloved friends and brothers who passed away, Hazrat Maula Shabir Qazi Rahmatullah Alayhi, that when I go to his graveside, I look around me and I see next to him there is the grave of our late Dr. Amla, the father of our brother Hashim Amla. And on the feet side of Maulana's Qabar, the grave of Dr. Zakaria Mullah. And a few graves away, the grave of Dr. Jadwat and Dr. Umar and Dr. Timol. How many number of doctors buried in the same area? Maulana Hunter Saab buried there in the same area. Maulana Goga Saab buried in the same area. Allahu Akbar. All, like the poet said so eloquently, Zami ka gayi, asma kaise kaise. How this earth has eaten up skies. The sky is supposed to be above the earth, lofty. But this lowly earth has eaten up big skies. People who are in the skies of piety, righteousness, service, wisdom, knowledge, expertise. Zami ka gayi, asma kaise kaise. How this earth has eaten up and consumed within its belly such people of expertise and such people of professionalism and knowledge and wisdom and piety. that we are wonder struck that the earth has been so hungry to eat up these big, big skies, these big, big giants. The earth has swallowed them all. Just yesterday we also got the sad news of the demise of Hafiz Professor Abdul Salam Karan, the brother of our honorable friend and colleague Maulana Taha Karan, and the son of the illustrious Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Karan Rahmatul Ali, who was the former Mufti of the MJC in Cape Town. Dr. Abdul Salam Rahmatul Ali, young, promising, professional, Hafizul Quran, running his class on one side, and the other side, the Dean of the Faculty of Agriculture at Stellenbosch University. A real example for professionals of this Ummah, that you can be, you can excel at both, you can be a good professional, you can be a good servant of Islam. But sadly, this very, very promising young star also set yesterday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him maghfirat and forgiveness and all who passed away. So my dear friends, these are those very difficult times that we are in. And if we are not going to open our eyes in such times, and this is besides all the others that have passed away. So recently some people have compiled a list of ulama who passed away in South Africa in the last few months. Not necessarily all passed away because of corona or COVID. Some may have passed away because of other causes, but the death of an alim, mawtul alim, mawtul alam. Mawtul alimi, mawtul alam. The death of an alim is like the death of a whole world. Maulana Ismail Katrada, rahmatullah alayhi, what a great alim. Senior alim also departed. Mufti Yaqub Minti, rahmatullah alayhi, what a great alim. Big senior ulama who are pillars, absolute pillars in our community, in our society, they have gone. More than 50 ulama have passed on in the last few months. And the demise of ulama is a very, very tragic event for the ummah, because it signals the lifting up of knowledge. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one narration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ قَبْضًا أَوْ إِنْتِزَعًا. Allah is going to take knowledge away from the earth. بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to take knowledge away, not by taking the books away and the books will disappear. Books will remain. وَلَكِنْ يَقْبِضُ الْعِلْمَ بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَاء. Allah will take knowledge away by the death of the ulama. فَإِذَا لَمْ يَبْقَى عَالِمٌ. When no ulama will be left, اتَّخَذَ النَّاسُ رُؤُوسًا جُهَالًا. People will look for knowledge because they need knowledge. Who doesn't need knowledge? We all need knowledge. We're looking for rulings. We're looking for fatwas. We're looking for maslahs. We're looking for guidance. We want advice. We want direction. We want directives in our matters of day and night. فَإِذَا لَمْ يَبْقَى عَالِمٌ. When there'll be no ulama left, what will there be? They're still looking for guidance. اتَّخَذَ النَّاسُ رُؤُوسًا جُحَالًا. People will start taking the jahil and ignorant people as their guides. Fadallu wa adallu. They will be astray themselves because of they don't have knowledge. They don't have the necessary knowledge. Fadallu, they will go astray wa adallu, and they will take the people with them astray. Allahu Akbar, Allah forbid. For such a time befalling the ummah, that there'll be no scholars and ulama, authentic scholars and ulama left. That now, who will be left will be those jahil and ignorant people. Fadallu wa adallu. They will be astray and they will take people astray with them. Allahumma fazna. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard and protect the ummah from such a plight. So if these times when we're seeing so much of, you know, deaths and illness and tragic circumstances around us, in front of our eyes, if this is not going to open our eyes, Allahu Akbar, what will then open our eyes? Is there anything that can open our eyes after this? If this is not going to open our eyes, is there anything else that will open our eyes? If this is not going to open our eyes and shake us up out of our slumber, what other alarm clock do we have to wake us up from that slumber? This is an alarm clock from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wake us up, to shake us up. So that we can come out of this state of heedlessness, the state of ghaflat, and we can enter a state of alertness and awareness and spiritual consciousness and spiritual awakening, that we take cognizance of everything around us, we become very, very committed, we become very serious, we become very involved in the things that are necessary for ourselves, in the preparation for our akhirah, in doing all good deeds, in doing amal salihah, in spending the capital of our life, the days and nights, in virtuous deeds, in good deeds, so that all of that can be placed in our scale of good deeds on Yawmul Qiyamah. May Allah Rabbul Izzat, in His infinite mercy and tawfiq and guidance, give us the understanding and realization that we need to come out of the slumber. If this is not going to wake us up, then what is there that will wake us up? If this is not going to shake us up, what is left to shake us up? Then in reality, we can count ourselves amongst the murda, amongst the dead, even though we are alive. We are alive, but we are dead. Zinda murda. It sounds paradoxical and like an oxymoron, where we're combining two opposites in one phrase, zinda murda. How can you be zinda and murda too? But yes, a person can be a zinda murda, a living dead, if his heart, his spiritual heart is dead, his spiritual self, his soul is dead. Then he is a zinda murda. May Allah save us from being the zinda murda. There are many murda zinda, many who passed away, but they are zinda, they are alive. They are alive in the hearts and minds of people. They are spoken about even after they left this world. Their words still form a source of guidance and inspiration for the people even long after they left this world. So let us not be the murda zinda, those dead people who are dead, though they appear to be alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran so many places, about the death of the hearts and the sickness of the hearts and the diseases of the hearts, to warn us that don't be a person of that kind of a heart. Don't allow your heart to become a dead heart. Don't allow your heart to become a diseased heart. فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Don't become a blind heart, a heart that has become blinded. Allah speaks about a heart that is blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says quite clearly in the Quran, فَإِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارُ. It is not that their eyes have become blind. Oh no, they can see very well around them. But وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ. But the hearts have become blind. Fisudur, those hearts in the breast have become blind, because وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. Sign after sign of Allah is shown to them. Mayyat after mayyat they are attending, and they're seeing footages and all of that of people in ICU and people who are in such a plight, but وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. They are completely oblivious of all of these things. So may Allah Ta'ala not make us from those people. This is a wake-up call. This is a chance. This is a warning. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is giving us one more chance. Let us grab these chances and try to make the best of it. At least make a niyat and intention. Ya Allah, I know I've missed out a lot of good in my life. I know I've lost a lot of opportunities. I know I've done a lot of wrong. But
You've given me the small chance. Ya Allah, I'm making an intention now. I'm making niyat now that I want to become from the salihin. I want to be from the pious. I want to be from the righteous. I want to do ibadat. I want to stay away from sin. Wallahi al-azim. Wallahi al-azim. My dear brothers and sisters, on that niyat alone, if we make that firm intention in our heart and try to renew that intention every day, even if we left this world empty-handed without much amal, that niyat will count in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that in the hadith it has been mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Rahmate khuda bahana mi joyad. The mercy of Allah is looking for one small excuse to forgive us. Allah ta'ala will say, but you know, he made a good intention. He made intention to change his life. No problem. He made such a good intention. He never had the opportunity. Maybe he didn't have lifespan to fulfill that intention, but the intention was there. Oh, my angels, forgive, include him in the forgiven ones, write off his sins, and take him and put him and place him right into Jannah. And what else we need after that? May Allah save us from azab in the qabr, and Allah ta'ala save us from the punishment of the day of judgment and azab in Jahannam, and Allah ta'ala grant us direct and straight entry into Jannah, and Allah ta'ala out of His mercy grant us Jannatul Firdaus even though we don't deserve it. What is there for Allah to give us a place in Jannatul Firdaus? That is the ultimate victory, finished, done. So the few days, weeks, months or years of life that we have, only Allah knows how much of it there is for each one of us. Try to make the best of it. May Allah guide us. May Allah accept us. We'll conclude this program, inshallah, with a little bit of zikrullah, and then we'll make dua. Try to make a habit of daily zikr. Allah give us tawfiq. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. Allah ta'ala says, if you remember me, I will remember you. فَذْكُرُونِي بِالْإِطَاعَ أَذْكُرْكُمْ بِالْعِنَايَ. Remember me with your obedience and I will remember you with my favors. وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The zikr of Allah is the greatest of things. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. The zikr of Allah is the thing that guarantees the peace of heart and mind. Countless verses of the Quran on the importance of zikr. Books have been written on that subject itself. Allama Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi, great scholar of this ummah, in al-Wabilu Sayyib, a book he has written, more than 100 and so many virtues of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the benefits of zikrullah. Allahu Akbar. More than 100 benefits of zikrullah have been mentioned. Shaykhul Hadith Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi summarized it into 70 benefits or points in his famous book on Fazailu Zikr, the virtues of zikr. When there's so many virtues of zikr, and so much of motivation and encouragement has been given, and it is so easy, you don't need to have wuzu, you don't have to be in a particular place, you don't have to be in a particular posture, you don't have to be even concentrating, although we should better to concentrate, but if even your mind is diverted, but your tongue is busy with zikr, even that is a great thing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So easy Allah ta'ala made it. Even Allah made it so easy, if we're not going to take benefit, then we are really at a great loss. So keep our tongue busy with zikr. Keep our tongue moist with zikr. MashaAllah, we've got so many gadgets nowadays for so many things. Now Allah has made it easy. We've got the electronic tasbih. Put it on your thumb or your hand. And just carry on clicking, clicking and clicking, 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 clicking. How people are clicking the tills and getting happy when money is coming in. We clicking on our spiritual till and we seeing the, you know, spiritual currency coming into our account of Akhirah. SubhanAllah. What a wonderful thing.